Our scripture today is found in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 1 to 9. And you're welcome to open up that pew Bible if you would like. As you're looking at that, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to share, to come to you and to hear your word. We ask you, Lord, that our eyes, our hearts, our ears, that we're all open to receive what it is that you have for us. That your light shines within our lives and we're able to surrender to you everything. We thank you for your grace in this moment, that you share with us your word in our life. And we pray that all that is spoken is from you. But if anything is not, we pray that it is quickly forgotten. But that which comes from you, we ask you, Lord, challenges us and encourages us. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hey, our scripture today, Philippians chapter 4, verse 1 through 9. Hear now God's word. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. I urge Euodia and I urge Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you also, my loyal companion, help these women, for they have struggled beside me in the work of the gospel, together with Clement and the rest of my co-workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Our scripture today has been a great challenge for me in my life. In one of our books that we read, one of my favorite books I mentioned to you before, The Great Divorce, C.S. Lewis. In this book, there's a character that we meet. See if I can find this character real quick. There it is. This character is known as the Grumbler. Let me read an excerpt from the Grumbler. She's talking to an angel, a bright person. She says this: "Oh, my dear, I have had such a dreadful time. I don't know how I ever got here at all. I was coming with Eleanor Stone, and we've arranged the whole thing, and we were to meet at the corner of Sink Street. I made it perfectly plain because I knew what she was like, and if I told her once, I told her 100 times, I would not meet her outside that dreadful Marjorie Banks woman's house, not after the way she treated me. That was one of the most dreadful things that happened to me. I've been dying to tell you because I felt sure you'd tell me I acted rightly. No, wait a moment, dear, till I've told you. I tried living with her when I first came, and I was all fixed up, and she was to do the cooking, and I was to look after the house, and I did think I was going to be comfortable after all the time." And it goes on and on. Have you ever met a grumbler? Do you know when I talk about a grumbler, or can you think of someone in your head who is a grumbler? I know I can think of someone when I think of a grumbler. And it will come to no surprise to my wife that I am that grumbler that I think of. I can tend to be a grumbler. I don't know how I got this way, and I'm not this way all the time. sometimes, on occasion. Have you ever heard the phrase, misery loves company? I love company on occasion. I feel like sometimes people need to hear all the difficulties going on in my life so that they can appreciate how I can put one foot in front of the other. Do you know someone like that? For example, I can wake up in the morning, look outside my bedroom window so I can gauge what kind of day it's going to be today. And I look up at the sky, and there's not a cloud in the sky, and the sun is already shining bright, and it's the first thing sometimes pops into my head is, oh, it's going to be a hot one today. Not, oh, it's so beautiful outside. Or, oh, no, don't look at the sun shining through the trees. Isn't that gorgeous? No, it's going to be hot. And it's going to be miserable. I'm not going to like it. Or we're driving out in the countryside, and we're just driving along, and it's such a, you know, beautiful place. The leaves are changing, and it's gorgeous outside. And Stephanie turns to me and says, isn't this beautiful? And all I can think of is, I got so much I got to do at home. When are we going to get home? I'd say, being around a grumbler is exhausting. Sometimes being around me is exhausting. But there's people and there's moments in my own life where I feel the freedom of not being a grumbler. People in my life who aren't grumblers, and I appreciate them greatly. Able to see the goodness all around. Able to drive out in the countryside and say something like, oh, that barn is beautiful, and it gets more beautiful the more times I see it. And I'm thinking, well, it's because we're lost. And they're thinking, no, it's just a gorgeous, that's all they see. Beautiful countryside, wonderful trees, and we've been driving around for hours because we don't know where we are. But all they see is the opportunity that's alive in that. And I tell you, if there's any year that is an easy year to be a grumbler, it's this year. There's so much going on this year that we can complain about. COVID, political state, the racism in this country, all kinds of stuff that we can complain about. And one thing I've learned from being a parent, that it's very important as a parent to be a good example for your kids. Because what your kids see you do, they're going to tend to do, right? I mean, you parents know that already. You know the joy of that truth and also the sting of that truth. When I understand my kids are looking at me, so I really try to put forth the best example that I can. But who do we look to? We look to our leaders. Let's look at our leaders. Do we have any grumblers in our leadership today in these United States? Oh my, yes. I mean, the norm in our culture has been not to look at the best of people, but to look at the worst of people. That we've been able to look around and look at our leadership, and they're calling each other names. They're saying how awful they are to one another. They're not pointing out their strength, but they're pointing out their faults. I did something the other day. I tried to do something the other day, and I was less than successful. I sat down with Stephanie a couple weeks ago to watch the presidential debate. Not the most uplifting moment of my life. I couldn't make it. Stephanie made it. I don't know how she made it. I couldn't make it. I had to leave. It was too painful. All the yelling, all the interrupting from both sides, all the name call, it was just a mess. The other day, I sat down with Stephanie and started watching the vice presidential debates. It was a little more subdued, a little calmer, and I made it with the help of my cell phone. as I was looking at everything else that was going on. And I just sat there. But it too had its share of name calling and interrupting on both sides. What kind of example is being set in our nation as to how to treat one another? And we don't have to look at the political side to see poor examples. We can look at, if you want to see a poor example how to treat one another, look at the internet, Facebook, Instagram. It's all over there, all the name calling. Go ahead and try to put out a political opinion and see what kind of responses you get. Go to CNN or Fox News and read any kind of religious article and then read the comments that follow. So tell you the truth, it's not just the non-Christians that are grumbling towards one another. The Christians do their share of grumbling too. You heard the term trolls? Do you know what an internet troll is? It's a person you don't know. I saw some people say no. Oh my goodness, don't know what an internet troll. Let me educate you. Internet trolls. Are you familiar with the fairy tale about the goats that tried to cross the bridge? Is that right? Is that the fairy? Okay. And there's a troll underneath the bridge. What is the goal of that troll? What does the troll want to accomplish? What is it here in the sanctuary? It's like you can say in Zoom, you can yell out. I can't hear you though. What's that? Not just stopping them, but he wants to eat them. He wants to devour them. And that has also been kind of the connotation we get when we think of the internet trolls. They want to devour you, to devour your happiness, your joy, your satisfaction, your respect. They want to take all that away by calling you names, by saying your opinion stinks, by saying you're worthless, you're useless. And that seems to be irregular. We see that so much on the internet. But I will even say that the grumbling is also here in the church. We're people, human beings that are faulty and have issues in our lives. And sometimes we want, because we feel bad about ourselves, want others to feel bad about themselves. Every church, almost without exception, will find its share of grumblers, complaining about this, complaining about that. But the scripture that we read today, rejoice always, and again I say rejoice, and let your gentleness be known to everyone. The culture today glorifies power and aggressiveness over all else. The Bible challenges us that by lifting up gentleness and prayer, love and kindness. Finally, beloved, what is true and honorable and just and pure and pleasing and commendable, whatever is excellent and anything praiseworthy, think about these things. You know, we do have a lot to thank God for within this 2020. We get to gather here together on Zoom and in the sanctuary. Do you imagine back in 1918, the big flu that they had? People wore masks just like we do now, but they couldn't gather together on Zoom because they didn't have it. Had to find other ways. But we get that joy. That I have seen strength and I have seen love like I've seen never before because of what we had to face this year. I've seen people come together and support one another like I've seen never before because of what we had to face this year. that no matter who becomes president of our United States after November 3rd, we can rejoice because God is greater than any candidate. And we can rejoice because God can use any person for God's will and God's goodness. If God can use me, God can use anybody. I pray that I don't fall into the trap that the culture has laid before me to complain and to criticize and to beat down those who are around me. But I take the advice here of Paul and to focus on the things that are true and honorable and praiseworthy, to lift up those who are around me, to rejoice. We can gather together even in this moment. What do you see? We could see that these persons' vacation was ruined by rain. Or we can see that these two people who are featured here remembered their umbrella. We can see that the young couple, I think that they're young, in the blue umbrella are smiling. We can see that they're seeing something that many of us have never gotten the chance to see, the Eiffel Tower. Such a magnificent thing. Their vacation isn't ruined by the rain. They're smiling that they get to enjoy it in spite of the rain. God asks us to put our focus upon all that is good. And God is that good. And we can be thankful that no matter what's going on around us, that we have that constant hope through our Lord Jesus Christ to be able to see the good and to focus on that. I thank God for that. I leave you with this benediction. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, and sisters, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Go in peace, knowing that the love of the Lord goes with you, now and forever. Amen and amen. Hope everyone has a wonderful week and that your week is blessed by all this gorgeous weather that we've been having.